The Vermont legislative session is in its final days, and lawmakers still have plenty left on their plate. Earlier this evening, House lawmakers voted to increase the minimum wage in Vermont. The bill is projected to boost the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2026. But as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Senate Democrats say the House proposal is not nearly aggressive enough.
The law that governs the minimum wage in Vermont first came into being in the 1950s. And during a marathon floor debate in the Vermont House of Representatives on Wednesday, Standard Representative Chip Troiano quoted a passage from that inaugural statute.
It is the declared public policy of the state of Vermont that wages need to be sufficient to provide adequate maintenance to protect Vermonters' health.
Troiano says that law defines health as, quote, the amount of assets or income required to maintain a family unit. And according to him and many other Democrats and progressives serving in the legislature, Vermont's existing minimum wage doesn't come close to allowing for that kind of domestic maintenance.
A furnace or appliance repair, a car repair, or needed medical assistance can send a low-wage working family into an economic tailspin.
But while Democrats are largely in agreement over the need to raise Vermont's minimum wage, consensus on how much it should go up has been hard to come by. Earlier this year, the Vermont Senate passed legislation that would increase the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2024. Rockingham Representative Matt Treber says $15 by 2024 is an admirable goal, but he says it's generated anxiety among many of his House colleagues.
Some of the things that we heard were, this is happening too quickly. Or how do we make sure that we're giving businesses a chance to adjust?
And so on Thursday, House lawmakers instead gave preliminary approval to a bill that's projected to get the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2026. It also ties the minimum wage increase to an inflationary index. That means if the economy tanks in the coming years, it could actually take longer to hit the $15 figure. For many House Democrats, it's a pragmatic compromise that gives hope that this year's minimum wage bill might actually make it into law. Last year, the Vermont legislature passed a bill that would have raised the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2024. Republican Governor Phil Scott vetoed it, and lawmakers were unable to override. Scott, though, has intimated in recent weeks that he's open to a less aggressive minimum wage increase. Charlotte Representative Michael Yantochka says he prefers the $15 by 2024. But when one House lawmaker introduced an amendment on Thursday that would have done just that, Yantochka, along with the majority of his Democratic colleagues, voted no.
And based on what we're hearing from the governor, adopting this amendment will likely prevent any increase in the minimum wage from becoming law.
But the governor isn't the only force that House Democrats have to reckon with. The Senate will need to sign off on the House plan in order for it to become law, and House Majority Leader Becca Ballin indicated Thursday that that isn't going to happen.
I can't express enough to you how we do not like the approach.
Ballin says her Democratic colleagues in the Senate don't think the House timeline is nearly aggressive enough, and that disagreement has set the stage for a high-stakes negotiation between Democratic leaders in the House and Senate over one of their party's signature issues. With lawmakers set to adjourn as soon as this weekend, they'll have to find common ground quickly. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.